God hates you if you prefer your own riff. It's Rhyme and Reason 903. Here's your rhyme and reason. Oh, yeah. Hey there, Tony here. And so I guess it's time to get ready for all those May flowers, right? Of course, that leads to Mother's Day and then Memorial Day and backyard barbecues and all that wonderful evidence of spring and what comes next can certainly help you forget that God hates you. Anyway, so last week I had a nice conversation with some people who walked their Yorkie by the bungalow, and we got to talking about how they don't make houses like the ones in our neighborhood anymore. And what? Pardon me? What do you mean I left you hanging with the God hates you comment? Oh, okay. Yeah. I just thought about that. You're right. I did say that God hates you, right? Yeah, okay. Yeah, I suppose that's a bit harsh, and maybe I should clear that up a little. I didn't actually mean he hates you. I meant he hates you. He hates you if and when you hate him and when you prefer to riff on your own merry way. Okay, before I go on, a riff, R-I-F-F, that's kind of a musical term. Musicians like to riff on their guitar, riff on their instrument. Maybe they scat when they're singing. It's that kind of thing where they go off on a little tangent. Okay, but that description of who God hates, that's not you, right? So, all right, we're clear now. So let's move on. Anyway, these bungalows in the neighborhood are from over 100 years ago, and they're certainly a lot more solid than those modern houses. Oak flooring, local stone foundations that, you know, surround the basement. It's cool to see the workmanship and the hand-nailed cabinetry and the rafters and the trim. And you can tell they cared more because... Huh? What's that? You don't want me to talk about this old bungalow? You'd rather I explain. Okay, you'd rather I explain. Really, that's what you want. You want me to explain what I mean about God's hate. You'd rather talk about that. Really? That's what you want to hear about and not bungalows? Okay, I will. But I sure didn't think you'd be so curious about it. After all, it's not like it's a secret or anything. He came right out and said it in his best-selling book of all time. God did. And he made it clear who and what he hates. So if you don't fit into the categories of who and what he hates, don't worry about it. God says he hates the wicked, and I believe him. Because he's not a man, and he doesn't lie. But I also know he'd rather not hate anyone. It's not his first choice to serve up a cup of fire or brimstone or burning wind. And that's why he holds all those things in reserve for only those who hate him or his children. Now, I don't know about you, but I enjoy a good steaming cup of coffee on a brisk, quiet morning, and I've been known to partake of some spicy hot barbecue sauce on my brisket. But I'd rather not even sample any of that hot stuff God will serve up for the wicked. No, sir. I'm saving room for dessert, aka heaven. You've heard of it? Yeah. I'd rather have an ice cream cone than a cup of fire and brimstone. And I'd rather enjoy God's love than burning winds from up above. So I say yes to all his word, the parts I've read, the parts I've heard. I know someday I'll leave this place and live forever in his grace. Okay, enough of this hateful talk, right, and hateful explanation. Don't stay on the hateful side of God. Get on the loving side of God. And if you've listened to this podcast for any length of time, you know what that process is, and it's actually pretty easy because all the hard work's been done already by Jesus. So get to it. Don't let another day pass if you haven't already said, yes, Lord, yes, Jesus, yes, God, thank you. I want to be saved. I want to live with you forever in heaven. If you haven't asked him to do that for you, don't put it off. It certainly will be much better than fire and brimstone. Speaking of fire and brimstone, it'll be a lot better for you than fire and brimstone when you jump on the Rhyme and Reason bandwagon, and don't put it off another second either. All you got to do is go to the sponsor of this Rhyme and Reason podcast, and that would be TonyFunderburk.com, and right there you'll see a form, put your email in there that you confirm, and I'm going to send you stuff. It's that easy. Free stuff. Complimentary goodies. Thanks for tuning into this episode, 903. A short little riff about a riff and if. And on that note, remember, life has rhyme and reason because God made you. There's a rhyme and reason for your life. There's a rhyme and reason.
see.